Welcome back to Believe in UCLA. I'm your host, Travis Reed, and also I'm here with my co-host, TJ Cummins. We are back to, talk to you about these. Actually, this is the day of, the CSUN game against Cal State Northridge against UCLA, but we're going to talk about the Villanova game, and we're going to talk about the Ohio State game that just happened over this past weekend. You know, two hard losses, but we'll get into that a little bit later. But first, I want to recognize BetOnline. Is your number one sports gambling wagers, anything like that. All that stuff you're looking for, just go to BetOnline, like I said, and you get a little 20% off if you type in the code BLEAV. That's BetOnline, where the game starts, BLEAV. That's your code. But, all right, now we got that out the way, T. Let's start with the Villanova game. Man, let me get your thoughts.
Well, you know, it was a big-time grinder. From what I saw right off the bat, you know, the first half, you know, UCLA was +4. Second half, -13. One thing that I did see, though, if we're going through everybody, it's 9-point loss. Mm-hmm. We had 6 points from Sebastian Mack off of 3 for 10 for the field goal percentage, which, as you look through everybody's stats, everybody was struggling to score. So it was really a grinder for both teams. Mm-hmm. Bona came with 11 for four. He was 4 for 8 from the field goals. Then we had Stefanovic with 14 points, 5 for 19. So he had a tough shooting night as well. Mara came out with 8, and Andrews had 8 as well. But McClendon came out off the bench, gave us 9 points off the bench, off 3 or 4 shooting. Mm-hmm. When you look at it overall, you know, the guys on both teams, the scoring was kind of balanced between the two teams. But what I've been seeing is, you know, first of all, like our help side defense and our ability to close out, you know, that's one of our big problems because they killed us with the free throws. They definitely, it was a low field goal percentage for both teams, but the free throws were really a struggle for us because they ended up getting more shots at the line, meaning that they're probably getting to the basket. Not probably, but definitely they were getting to the basket more than we were.
No, I definitely agree with you on that, man. All that. You know, like what you said, I think that we had 18 fouls to their 12. Boa fouled out once again, you know. I felt like we couldn't, Villanova, they've been running like the same system for a while now. It's a lot of dribble drive, penetration, and kicking, you know, for threes or dribble drive, you know. And their guards can get to the basket, post up. And like you said, like, they play defense. They're, you know, they're built like a Big East team, you know.
Yeah, 100%.
Very, very physical team, undersized, not a lot of height, but a lot of just physical. And, you know, I think Boa was ready, but I don't know who else came kind of ready for that physicality. I think that Mack wasn't ready for it. You know, he played 29 minutes, but he was 3 for 10 from the field, only had 6 points. You know, really wasn't that big of a factor. Even Andrews had 8 points. UCLA was actually up 12 when Andrews went to get hurt. He got hurt, twisted his ankle or something. And then that's when Villanova went on a 17-0 run. And then, you know, not only took the lead, but, like, you know, obviously went up by like 5 or 6. And I think, you know, UCLA, it's hard for them to get buckets. It really is. It's a struggle. They're missing, obviously, Jaime. They're missing a guy, a go-to guy to get an easy bucket for them. Every shot they shoot is a hard shot.
Every shot, man.
Every shot is like.
And to the defense of that same time, you know, both teams were struggling. I mean, when you watch it, it was, you know, they were point for point. And I think that's one of our issues. You know, we got the brother-in-law defense going on a little bit where it's like, you know, hey, here's a basket. I'm gonna give you a bucket. And then you get down to the end of the game, then it's gonna come down to, you know, who's gonna execute in the end. But you know, when it goes down, when you're playing like that, it's tough to be able to compete with a lot of people. I mean, it's gonna really be like rolling the dice at the end of the game. You know, I think, you know, I can't really say all bad things because I mean, these are close games. I mean, you look at this game, it's 56 65, but they were there with them the whole game. It was just some key shots and some key possessions that ended up making the difference.
Oh, I agree with you 100%, T man. Like I said, like it wasn't. You still, like I said, you said they was up. They was up a lot of the game. It was back and forth. Villanova didn't. They didn't take over till like the basically the very end, essentially. And I thought that, you know, they just hit, you know, key shots when they needed to, and UCLA didn't. UCLA, I love Boa. But they need to figure out a way to get Boa easy baskets, you know, like baskets that are not far away, the way he can just catch it, dunk it, you know, or a back screen dunk or a lob play or something like that to get him going, because UCLA gets no post buckets. All their buckets is from the wing, you
Right,
know, is.
and they still run the little bit of UCLA offense as far as, you know, the cross screen, and you have that little opening right there underneath the basket. I think that they need the big man that's at the top of the key needs to take a look at that. You know what I mean? There's that, and then you know also when it swings to the other side, there's always that post up. That's what we see a lot with him. He's on that block. I think most of the time when I see it, it's left block, and he's trying to go for that right hook towards the middle. You know what I mean? But, you know, I think another big issue is that, you know, our guy Mac, you know, these guys got a scouting report on him now. And also, he's not really taking a lot of mid-range to long-range shots like that. He's really trying to get to the basket a lot. And what they're doing is they're just collapsing on that. And then when they go to swing, 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 then it's like, you know, we're taking a lot of long shots. You know what I'm saying? We're not getting to the basket as much as I would like to.
That's a good analysis, man. I think that's true. I think that's 100% true. Him and Andrews both they're our creators, if you want to say, you know. And they need to get to the basket and maybe penetrate kit dish or shoot the 15 footer. Like it's with them, with Andrews especially, it's a layup or a three. And you know, when Mac, it's getting to the basket and looking to finish, but maybe you can look to finish a couple times and maybe dish off a couple times to keep teams off balance. Because right now, if I'm playing Mac, he ain't gonna pass it. He gonna go up to shoot it. Just stay straight, put your hands up, make him shoot over you. You know, and right now he's not finishing with the like those left hand little scoop shots that he'd be trying to make. So I think that, you know, UCLA scores 56 points because it's really hard for them to get to 70, 80, because they don't get no easy baskets. You know how teams, if you watch, you know, Kansas or Kentucky or any of those top teams, they get a little layup here, a little layup there, a little dunk here, a little dunk there. UCLA, they play like the Knicks of the 90s, just hard nosed, tough, don't score that much. You know what I'm saying?
But
Every
both
game is the
teams,
same.
you know,
Both
they're
teams.
holding the other team too. You know, when I look at the field goal percentage, I mean, they both shot in the 30s. You know what I'm saying? Both teams. But the biggest stat that stuck out the most was Burton. He had 18 points off of a 3 for 12 field goal percentage, but he shot 11 free throws and made four. I mean, he shot 14 free throws and made 11. And that literally killed. That's what was the difference in the game. Because when you look at our free throws and theirs, you know, I mean, that's literally the points that make up the ending of the game right there.
Yep. You get the free throws and you get the threes. They were 11 for 35, and UCLA was 7 for 19, which kind of
Boom.
balances it out. UCLA actually shot a higher percentage, you know, but that's Villanova's game, like drive, kick, and threes. But like you said, you know, Burton going to the basket, getting fouled, and getting to that free throw line, you know, because he shot terrible. Shot 3 for 12.
Right,
You
but
know what
then
I'm
still
saying?
came out here, almost got a dub on him, you
You know
know,
what I'm saying?
to go with the dub.
Right, you know, so he had 18 points, he had 10 rebounds, And he was the killer, if you want to say, because he was all, they only had two guys in double figures.
Right. And
And
that's one of those games, man. It's like, you know those kind of games when we're in those, you know. When you see that those shots aren't going down, it makes you feel a little bit better that the other team ain't knocking them down. But it's like, what do you do? What do you do in those situations? The shot's not going on, going down. You got to go to the basket. You got to. It's hard to, you know, a lot of guys that are shooters and stuff, it's hard to get them to come off that spot. But you know, you gotta show that ball and get to the basket. You know, if you ain't got it past somebody else, they got to get to the basket. It's got to be a nonstop attack towards that rim.
No, I agree. I agree. You got to sometimes force the contact and make the ref call, make a call. Or
Indeed.
not, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes you got to force it. Like, yeah, I'm gonna throw my body into him, throw this thing up, you know what I'm saying, and see if they're gonna make a call. You know,
100%. And I
it's
think Sebastian is one of the guys that's very, you know, as well as Andrew. They're both getting to the basket, you know what I mean? But the scouting report is out, so they're trying to catch these guys up the lane a little bit more, so they have to shoot tougher shots instead of getting to the basket and get a piece of that square. So, you know, now it's coming down to the situation where if these guys are going to be the penetrators, we need everybody to penetrate whenever they kick it. And they have to be willing to be able to get that ball up in those situations as well.
Yeah, I agree with you on that. And like as far as Stefanovic, even though he had 14, it took him 19 shots to get 14 points.
Exactly.
And you know what I'm saying? So like it was he's learning obviously the college game. So he shoots a lot of like mid-range floaters and things like that. He's got to be able to finish the shots. You know, he shot 7 threes, made 2 for 7, but like yeah, I think he need to be able to finish. Like I said, he shoots a lot. He gonna shoot it. He ain't
Right.
shy,
You got to do it. Hey, you
Yeah.
miss 100% of the shots you don't take, but some of these joints, you know. I know how it feels, man. As a basketball player, I know you feel like that too. It's like you might feel like it could be two people on you, but you know you can knock this shot down, you know. But if you miss it, it looked bad, you know. That's really what it comes down to. It's like, oh, yeah, when it go in, you know what I'm saying? And you want to have.
It's always one of those, man. Like we'd be like, no, yes, you know.
Yeah, exactly. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, at the end of the day, you know, when those shots aren't going down, and it's just looking like it's just a gloomy day over the basketball court for both teams. We got to get to the basket and then, you know, get yourself going. That's one of the best ways to get your rhythm going in those types of situations is get to the free throw line. You can start filling out your form, all of that type of stuff, and you can it gets you going, you know, and all the intangibles, getting the rebounds, loose balls and assists. I mean, these are big things that make the game a lot easier.
No, I agree with you 100%, 100%. I think you do have, like I said, it's like the even the great ones, they know, okay, my shot ain't, you know, Kobe, LeBron, Jordan. Okay, I'm gonna get to this bucket. I'm gonna get to this bucket. I'm gonna get fouled. I'm gonna get fouled, you know. I mean, then
Right.
maybe after my rhythm goes, and then I can, so
Yeah,
yeah.
and we don't see a lot of offensive board crashing. I mean, you got to send one to two back, but we have to be more aggressive in that situation. You know what I mean? These guys, I know they're Bona's more the one guy that could probably go after more. I think that he could. You know, if I ever had an opportunity to have a conversation with him, I would have the same conversation that somebody had with me when I was at with Albuquerque Thunderbirds when I was in the D League. You know, it was an older fella that was a ball player from New Mexico State back in the day. He told me, man, listen, you think it's impossible for you to get 5 rebounds every quarter? He's like, no, I'm not. Like, just getting defensive rebounds, that's a key. You get that. But I mean, every time when it's a free throw going up, are you battling trying to get to everyone? You know, whenever a shot's going up, you fighting to go and get that offensive glass. I mean, like if you fail, you'll end up with 15 rebounds. You know what I'm saying? But if you're going at it for real, like you can get. I had games after he told me that I was getting like 23 rebounds, 20. You know what I'm saying? So it's something where you have to have more fight to get more of those possessions, more opportunities at the basket. Because I mean, it's not always going to happen right off the catch and shoot or the dribble, dribble, knock down layups or whatever, or jump shots. You know, you got to find different ways to score. When it's gritty, it's got to be gritty.
That actually makes a lot of sense. I think that UCLA, like I said, they got to learn how to score, like you were saying. Like if the jumper and those things ain't going, you got to be able to still get buckets, you know, period.
Indeed.
You know, because it's like bills or taxes. It's still coming. The bill's still coming. You better
Yeah.
get, you know what I'm saying? So you
You
better
better get
stay
those
with
receipts
it.
together.
Get
Yeah,
your
get those
receipts again,
receipts
because it's
together.
coming no matter
Yeah,
what.
shoot. Hey,
So
this is my
yeah.
wardrobe tax. You know what I'm saying? My gas tax. I was going to work. Yeah, you got to find out that solution, man. It's like a whole, you know, concoction.
Yep, agreed. So yeah, UCLA fell to 5-3 after that game. You know, obviously going to Villanova was always a tough game, East Coast game, you know, a crazy crowd. It's really small and compact. You know, they come back, they go to Atlanta to play in the CBS Classic. I can't think of it, like State Farm Classic, whatever it is, where it was UCLA versus Ohio State and North Carolina versus Kentucky. UCLA was the first game to play at Ohio State, even though they will be playing Ohio State next year in the Big Ten when they officially join it. Tough game, like I said, it's kind of similar to the game against Villanova. Ohio State obviously is ranked because they were 9-2. You know, so they were like, I think they were number 19 in the country, I think, something like that. But yeah, like I said, you know, UCLA, they played them hard. They lost 60-67. This game was a little different. You know, they had, you know, three guys in double figures, you know. But like I said, once again, it was just a struggle to get a lot of points. I mean, Boa had, you know, 12, and Mac had 14, and Andrews had, you know, 13. So it's a little bit, you know, and Stefanovic kind of disappeared, only had six. So,
Right.
you know, I think, you know, and more and Marta, 7-footer, had two, you know, and so they got to figure out ways to maybe get him the ball more to get easy buckets, because he's so tall and gangly that he can, you know, like I said, he could, I don't think there's anybody in college basketball that's as tall as him. So they got to, you see, they got to figure out a way to get easy shots to where like they're not scoring 56, 60, 46. You know, like it's been really, really, really lower score games, you know, and that's a tough way to play a season.
Yeah, and the big guy you were just talking about with two, he, I think when it comes down to when you have size but you don't have a lot of weight on you, you know, people are coming for you. I mean, every time a shot go up, they bang, you know what I'm saying, block you out. Every time, you know, anything when you're trying to come across on a screen, they're trying to force you out of your path. You have to have a dog in you when it comes to that type of situation. You know, I know you need the minutes as well, but it's like, you know, Bona is the guy that brings that to the table. But as far as the other bigs, you know, even if you're one of the more versatile bigs, you still have to find ways to get baskets, especially when you're so close to the basket. You know, every time a shot goes up, they should be there. The guards and the bigs, they should be worried about you dunking on their head, man. You know what I'm saying? Get a little drift of the draws. You know what I'm saying? Because at the end of the day, if you just sit back, you know what I'm saying, you just let it go down like that, it's going to be a very docile game for you as well. You know, once again, you know, first half, we're up plus one on this game. Second half, minus eight. You know, as you said, you know, Bona, the number with him is, you know, the six rebounds. You know, we look back at the other game, you know, his rebounds are low. And you're playing in the post area for most of the game, so it's like you got to get your hands on more of those, man, because that means more possessions or more opportunities at the basket. But I mean, you know, Sebastian, he picked it up. He came with he gave us 14 this game. Another, you know, bad field goal night for pretty much everybody. Both sides struggled. But it's just one of those situations. Once this is the time of the season where now the scouting reports are out. You remember those days you had to go over there, you know, the
They
same
give you
room
a
you just got.
packet. Yeah, they give you a packet
Yeah,
each.
after you're done eating your breakfast, you know what I'm saying? Boom, we're going over this real quick. Then we're going to go over there to shoot around. We're going to walk through all this stuff. Every time Sebastian or Andrew get the ball, this is, we got to stop them right here. The bigs, the other guard got to drop down, all that good stuff. But that's the other part of it, too. I mean, if these guys are driving to the basket, there's people that are open that are bigs, but they're being covered by guards, you know, a lot in these situations because bigs are collapsing over to help. So these are situations where the bigs gotta be able to, you know, open it up more as well. Because, you know, if the guards could just sit there, you know what I'm saying, on the perimeter, and they don't really have to worry about them guys like that, you know, it changes the game. Also, you know, they gotta knock down threes and mid-range jumpers to be able to open up the game for everything. Because it's like it's a balance when it comes to that, you know.
No, I agree with you 100%. Today they were this game they were 1 for 9, so they only shot 9 threes, but only made one, so they were 11% from the field, from the three. Where even the funny thing was, Ohio State was 1 for 15, so they were even worse. You know what I'm
Facts.
saying? So
Man.
UCLA shot terrible from the field, like you said. It was only 38%, whereas Ohio State was at least at 46.
Man.
You know, like I said, a little bit more balanced today, but excuse me, but it was a little more balanced today. But like, you know, I love Mac, but it shouldn't take you 16 shots to get 14 points. If
Yeah.
you're taking
And
16
there's a
shots, you're
lot of
getting
pressure.
20.
There is a lot of pressure on. I mean, like, you even listen to the game, you know, the commentators, they got him starred up on everything that's going on. And he's exciting to watch. You know, I think part of his growth, I mean, he's a freshman, you know. These things are gonna this is part of being a freshman, you know. And this doesn't mean anything. I mean, at this point right here, is you're a couple games into the season. You can change this up, you can change the flow, add something to your game. You know, pull up. Remember we were talking about that last podcast, you know, that little pull-up jumper around the free throw line, or you know, that little bank shot, you know, that can save you a lot because they already expect you to go all the way to the basket. You stop on a dime, boom, you got that. You know what I mean? Little up and under activity, all of that, you know. But you know, we had three guys and four in double figures, they had four. The other big stat for this game, Ohio State got to the free throw line 21 times. They shot 16. They made 16 of those. UCLA gets there 11, 18 times, knocks down 11. So that's the 5 point right there that
That's
we just
7 points.
lost
Yeah,
on that as well.
7 points. Boom, 7 points right there. Tied up. Tied the game up. You
Big time.
know, yeah. So I think UCLA has the, like you talking about, T, which is right on. You know what I'm saying, TJ, man? Like, they have to have that mid-range, like you said, because it can't be just a layup or a three. And they have to be able to get to that foul line, you know? You know, when their shots ain't falling, it's like, okay, well, our shots ain't falling, it's in. Like, nah, get to that foul line. Get, you know, like I said, what Villanova do, Villanova did, Burden, 14 free throws, you know? You know, that's what I don't remember the last time any of the, you know, UCLA got, you know, that to the line that much. I think that's
Man.
what they need to do, you know, switch, kind of maybe switch things up.
Right. And I mean, that's one of the things that early Mac was getting a lot of his points were coming from the line. But they understood that and they knew, hey, we got to catch him a couple steps early for even getting to this paint. You know, that's the biggest part. You know, but
No.
it's yeah, they're gonna get better. I mean, I know that when you're going into a season, you got your guys as a coach, you're looking like these are my top five right here. These are my guys that are coming off the bench. And then you start to put together your initial attack. This is how we play. But see, now they have to be able to, it's like an audible. Now they gotta have their secondary attacks. They have to be able to have something where they're not looking for. You know what I mean? We can't keep on just grinding it down into the ground. We gotta be able to change the game up a little more. Some of the guys that are the shooters that have been coming off the bench doing well, guys like McClendon, you know, they might need more opportunities and they need to be put in the right situations. Just like you would talk about, like the big guys. We need better, stronger cross screens because, I mean, if you're not getting anybody open, it's not a screen. You know what I mean? You got to really get a piece of them. And, you know, when you come off of that screen as a big, you got to stop in the paint. You want to try to stop a step early. So when you do have to catch it, you'll be right under the basket. And that makes the game easier. I think that it's a lot of high-level shots, a high level of difficulty shots that they're having to go up against every time. And it's just every one of them is like a Hail Mary. We need to have something that's a little easier. You feel me? Because I know what it's like. I've been in these games, so I'm not talking down. I know they're a young team. So, you know, if they get a chance to hear this, you know, just look for the intangible things, you know, and when it's not there, there's a lot of things you're gonna have to force. You might have to get to the basket, you might have to force some stuff, you know what I mean? But you have to make the right plays. You know, you can't just keep doing the same thing over and over. You know, that's insanity. So we can't do that.
Agreed to you with you on that, man. I think we're learning, like I said, they're learning how to play. Like I said, all of them are really new, except for Boa. He's the only one that really played last year. Even Andrews didn't play that much. He spurts. So I think that for me, I always say they need a person to get a calm down bucket to kind of calm things down. You know what I'm saying? When they calm things down when they're like in trouble. You know what I'm saying?
When they go on those droughts,
Yeah, when they go on those droughts. And so, like, whoever that guy, it could be Mac, it could be Andrews, it could be Boa, it could be, Fonovich, whatever. Whoever's the calm down guy, you know, like with the Lakers, they knew back in the day when they knew, it's like, okay, we need a bucket. We're up six or down six. It's the third quarter. Get a ball to Shaq. Shaq will get fouled or you're going to make the bucket. Now, obviously, at the end of the game, it was Kobe's time, but like, the calm down buckets were mostly Shaq. Get a ball to Shaq, dunk it, you know?
Yeah,
That's,
100%.
you know what I'm saying? So for UCLA, it's that they need whoever that guy is going to be. You know, the guy can kind of get his own shot, make it easy, 15 footer or a layup or whatever the case is. Because right now, they when teams go on runs, they don't have a guy that can kind of like, okay, you know, everybody calm it down, you know? So.
Facts. And the college game is a lot different. I mean, you look at
Yeah,
NBA,
yeah, yeah.
you know, you got these guys, man. Let's keep it real. There's certain situations you'd be like, damn, that's the defense you play right there. You know,
Yeah.
there's the stars have opportunity to be stars, and there's more, you know, opportunities than that, you know, especially with that three in the key. You know, in college that's completely demolished. They can do it, they can just sit in it. And so it turns into a grinder for both sides, and then they extend a lot. So they expend so much on defense as well. So when they get back down on offense, it's like boom. You know what I mean? You're playing against Villanova. You got to be laying on people. You know what I'm saying? Got their arm bar out. You know what I mean? Separate arm bar. I mean, they're going at it. So it's a different that the college scene is. It really lets you know like what hard nosed, hard tough basketball really looks like, because these guys are putting everything on the line to try to get to that upper level.
Oh God, yes, 100%. I think that, that's probably why I watch college more than I watch NBA. There's a stat this year that a lot of people don't know. I think it was 40 people averaging 25 points or more, or something ridiculous like that. It's either 30, 20, or 40. It was a lot of people averaging over 25 a game. I mean, when you was coming up, it was one dude averaging that. It was AI or Shaq. Everybody else is averaging like 23, 22. You know what I'm saying? So like now, like you got 40 guys averaging over 25 points. So, you know what I'm saying? So like, yeah, like you said, like the 3-point shot and getting to the line and, you know what I'm saying, make it so much more easier. Where college, let me tell y'all something, people. If you average 17 points in college, 17,
You a beast.
you're a beast. You are
You are.
killing. You know what I'm
You going to the
saying?
league, you about to drop 30 a night.
You know what I'm saying? Like, dude, people don't realize if you average 17 in college, you are killing. Because you don't know how hard it is to get 17 in college. You know what I'm
That's why
saying?
it was so amazing to watch guys like Carmelo, man. I mean, you know, you watching these games, it's like, yo, this dude for real, you know, he in the East Coast and all that good. You know what I mean? You getting buckets like that, knocking down threes, getting to the basket. It's like he was getting it however it come, you know. And he had one of those kind of bodies, you know. It's like he was one of those. There in college, it's really a problem when you got that man body already, and then you already got that green light energy where you just like, man, I'm going every time, you know. That's hard to deal with, you know. It's so, yeah, I definitely agree with you, man. These guys, it's tough to score out here, man. You know, you see how the guys that did have high numbers. I mean, look at what they shot for the field, and you know, it's hard to be efficient when you ain't getting the shots up. I mean, when that you only got that certain amount of time to get all this stuff done. You know what I mean? You
No,
just
if
got to
you
get the
it,
best shot.
Heck yeah, man. Like, if you notice, the guys who be leading the nation in scoring be like from like the smallest schools. You know,
Right.
some guys averaging 30 at, Tennessee Tech or something like that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
Like, it ain't from
like that Princeton
Power Five.
dropping 30
You know what
at
I'm saying? It ain't coming from the Power Five. Ain't nobody averaging like that in Power Five because like the defense, like I said, if you averaging 17 points, you doing big things.
Oh, you're a beast.
You're a beast. You know what I'm saying? And so, like I said, it was a great game. They struggled. UCLA struggled again down the stretch to get buckets, ending up losing to 67 to 60 to Ohio State. Now, they have two more games before the Pac-12 starts. They have tonight, they play Cal State Northridge as we speak. And next after that, they play Maryland, which is another, I think this one's at Poly though. They play Maryland. And so, like, another Big Ten opponent. They're just getting UCLA used to it. So, for what's happening next year. And then they start off on the road in the Pac-12 against Oregon and Oregon State. So, I think if they can win tonight, maybe win against Maryland, get kind of a good rhythm going before the new year starts. Kind of go out 7 and, six and four. No, 7 and 4, I'm sorry. If they win, if they win these next two, kind of getting a little bit of a rhythm going into the Pac-12, which will be stacked again this year. Obviously, Arizona is the best team. SC's talented. Colorado's talented. UCLA is going to be right there. So it's going to be an interesting year this year. We'll see what happens in the Pac-12. I think I still have my prediction that UCLA getting about 25 wins. So this year. So even though it didn't start off like that, but if they can win these next two, my prediction to be a lot better.
I definitely agree with you. This is early stuff, man. You know, at the end of
Yeah.
the game, at the end of the day, the biggest thing we have to focus on is as UCLA, which I'm pretty sure they're focused on right now, is to go. You really want to go to try to obliterate CSUN right now. You got to come with an attack that's you got to take out the last couple games out on them. You know what I mean? They got to go crazy on these guys. When it comes down to the, you can't look over, you can't skip over this game right here and start looking at Maryland already. You got to come in here. These guys already smell blood. They see what your weaknesses were with the last games, the things that you probably that are in your head. They're getting ready to switch all of that up right now. So we have to, as UCLA, we got to come in there and we got to attack. And we got to be smart about the shots that we take. And we have to be aggressive when it comes to our attack towards the basket. We got to get to the line more.
Got to. And I just want to say, Northridge, coming from the Big West, where Long Beach State, shout out to Long Beach State, former team. They beat SC, in SC. So yeah, please don't take Northridge for granted. Because this year, like I said, is one of those weird years where it's really not, they're good teams. There's really no dominant team. So I think that, like I said, anybody can beat anybody on any nights, So I just wanted to say, just be careful. Let's get this win by any means, I'm saying? Because you know how it is. TJ, like when these mid-major schools come play UCLA, Duke, Kentucky, whatever, they come in, this is their year. This is their game tape. You know what I'm
Yes.
saying? So if they want to make it to the next level or whatever it is, if it's overseas, if it's NBA, this is the game.
This is the one, man.
This is
Like, see,
the
I played against number two ranked UCLA and dropped 35 on him, Who's that one guy? Was he from the CSUN? It was called the Beast back in the day.
Yeah,
He's like,
yeah, 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 yeah,
yeah.
yeah. He was a
That
six
man
six
came out.
center,
Hey, he was
the
walking in
Beast.
Pauly like this is his gym.
I'm telling you, dog. Like
Man.
that's how they do it. That's how I mean, and for real, that's how they do it. Like this is their season, When I was at UCLA, every team, would come to play us. When I was at Northridge, I mean Long Beach State, whenever I would play SC or somebody big, that was the game. Like that's my take game. I get to play against Sam Clancy or Dan and Jerome or whatever. I just want UCLA to come out ready, prepared. I know it's a grind because right now it's probably finals, for school. And so, like you got, kids are tired, they've been studying. So you get this win, and then you get the next win against Maryland. You got some momentum going into Oregon and Oregon State.
I agree, man. We just got to go, man. We got to believe in UCLA. We got to make this thing happen, man. We got all the ingredients. We got to go ahead and mix them up right, man.
I agree with you, man. And that's where we're going to leave it off today, folks. Like I said, they're playing Northridge today. They play Maryland after that, and those will be the next two games we talk about. Also, I do want to shout out UCLA women's team, who is number two in the country, 10-0 undefeated. They
Let's
just beat
go.
Ohio State, number 12 ranked Ohio State in Ohio State today. It's UCLA women. This is the best UCLA women's basketball team I've ever seen, I think.
I agree. I've never
So
seen
like
it before like this.
they really have a shot against, LSU, South Carolina, whoever is like in that top tier teams. So, shout out to the women's team. So let's get this national, let's get the national championship last year in the Pac-12. Let's go. All
Let's do it.
right. Well, where can people find you, T? And give them all the information.
So my IG is TJ. T period J period underscore Cummings. I want you guys to come and check out Rise to Succeed. This is a 10-pillar program that'll help to make it so that they can rise to succeed and be able to su succeed no matter what. Life after basketball could be great. That you could come visit us at Rise to Succeed, which is rise to the number two succeed.com. Rise to succeed.com with the number two.
All right. Like I said, you heard what he said. Please follow him. Like I said, check out his program. It's pretty fire. It's for all ages, all people. So check it out. You can follow me at Travis W. Reed on Instagram. That's R-E-E-D, Travis W. And Travis W. Reed on Facebook. I post all my social media on both those pages. Also, you can follow my YouTube page. And that Travis Reed, the Athlete's Journey, but this is athletes, just an athlete's journey on YouTube. I put us all like our interviews. And you can watch all the interviews on the YouTube as well. All right, y'all. Like I said, thank y'all for listening. Check out. Peace.
Peace.